Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services. Actually, we're not going over there because Lisa Kuchemeister is in the studio. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Paul?
Good. Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday. We've done a couple of these in the past, haven't we?
Yes, we have, and thank you for having me again.
That's right. Lisa is a mental health therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services and Madison Healthcare Services.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, I knew that. All right, so what are we going to talk about this morning, Lisa?
Well, we're going to talk about parenting, Paul.
Oh, great subject.
Yeah, and you've raised children into adulthood, correct?
I have four adults. Four times. How about that?
Awesome.
How about you?
Well, yeah, I have also, and I'm still here plugging away at the job called parenting.
All right.
Our role as parents is crucial, and raising children can be both gratifying and difficult. Building strong, healthy relationships with your children is possible. It starts with how you respond to them and being sensitive to their needs. So to begin, it takes a great deal of love to find the positives in our kids even when they act poorly, hug them before we ask them about their homework, set limits without anger, lectures, or threats. Hold them accountable for their poor decisions by providing empathy first and consequences second. These are from a parenting approach I have utilized in my everyday practice called Love and Logic. I will be providing more information from the Love and Logic Institute throughout this interview.
All right, so Lisa, what is Love and Logic?
Love and Logic is a research-driven whole child philosophy founded in 1977, which has helped parents from all walks of life create happy, resilient, and responsible kids. When we set limits for our children, we use enforceable statements by letting them know what we will do or what we will allow, rather than trying to tell them what to do. It helps us share some control with our children. And here are some examples. I'll listen as soon as your voice is as calm as mine. I give allowance to those who finish their chores. I'll provide TV and or video games when the chores are done. I keep the toys I have to pick up. You can keep the ones you pick up. I'll be happy to listen to you as soon as your father and I are finished talking. These are just a select few, and you can find more on their website, loveandlogic.com.
So I've heard that there are different types of parenting styles. Is that true, Lisa?
Yes. Love and Logic points out three types: the drill sergeant, the helicopter, and the consultant. The drill sergeant parent commands and directs the lives of children to include providing messages of low personal worth and resistance, makes lots of demands and has lots of expectations about responsibility, tells the child how he or she should handle responsibility, tells the child how he or she should feel, provides absolutes such as, this is the decision you should make, demands that jobs or responsibilities be done now, issues orders and threats, you get that room cleaned up or else, takes over ownership of the problem using threats and orders to solve the problem, uses a lot of harsh words and very few actions, and also uses punishment with pain and humiliation serving as the teacher. The helicopter parent hovers over their children and rescues them from the hostile world in which they live. This type of parent tends to provide messages of weakness and low personal worth, makes excuses for the child but complains about mishandled responsibilities, takes on the responsibility of the child, protects the child from any possible negative feelings, makes decisions for the child, provides no structure but then complains, after all I've done for you, uses guilt such as stating, when are you ever going to learn? I always have to clean up after you. Whines and complains about having an irresponsible child who causes them too much work and responsibility. Uses a lot of words and actions that rescue or indicate that the child is not capable or responsible. And protects the child from natural consequences and uses guilt as the teacher. Now, the consultant parent. This parent provides guidance and consultant services for children along with messages of personal worth and strength, very seldom mentions responsibilities, demonstrates how to take care of self and be responsible, shares personal feelings about their own performance and responsibilities, provides and helps children explore alternatives and then allows them to make his or her own decisions. provides time frames in which children may complete responsibilities. Models doing a fine job finishing, cleaning up, and feeling good about it often asks who owns the problem while helping the child explore solutions to his or her problem. Uses lots of actions but very few words, and allows the child to experience life's natural consequences and allows them to serve as the teacher.
Okay, so what about children that tend to be more angry or disruptive or disrespectful or have a poor attitude?
A kiddo who is acting out could be trying to express their emotions through their behaviors. Think about an infant. They cry to express a need because they don't have the ability to speak words yet. Same with our youth. They may have the words, but not quite the know-how to express what they are feeling. A child could be going through some hardship, such as parents getting a divorce or a change of school, and they may be attempting to communicate that their world is upside down. So we need to listen better so our children feel heard.
So how can parents deal with this angry attitude, Lisa?
The role of a parent is to try and understand, not to solve problems. First, never reason with an angry child. Say something along the lines of, it seems like you're really, here you can fill in the blank, mad, upset, angry, and I want to listen and understand why, but not until your voice is as calm as mine. And if the child won't leave the room to calm down, then the parent should get up and leave the room. Also, be prepared to repeat this next statement if your child is determined to yell out with anger and not leave the room or situation. We will talk when you're calm. You may need to repeat this several times. Once your child is able to discuss what has caused the anger, listen without reasoning and saying, "Thanks for sharing," and that is just good enough. Also, don't try and tell the child why he or she should not be angry. Avoid telling them that things will be okay and you can make it all better by doing this or buying them that. No, your job as a parent is to only show that you understand your child. For example, you can say, "It seems like you're getting mad when I tell you it's time to do your chores or your homework or going to bed, etc. And I'm glad you shared that with me. If you can think of a better way for me to remind you of these tasks, let me know and I'll give it some thought." See? Easy peasy. Something else I found in my reading of Love and Logic that has resonated with me is this quote. Parents who do not treat their children with respect send a message that says, "You're not worthy." These parents often communicate with a lot of yelling. This encourages the child to also yell and scream back while the parents retaliate by getting madder. It's a vicious cycle that breeds chronic anger in the child. In place of anger, parents should work on listening to their children in a non-threatening, honest, and open manner. Most children will talk openly after they truly believe that their parents are interested in what they have to say and recognize their feelings.
Any steps parents could use to help their children?
Yes, there are four powerful steps from the Love and Logic Institute that parents can use to help instill responsibility and positive self-esteem in their children. Step one, show your kids how to make mistakes and solve them. Don't try to be perfect. Instead, allow your children to witness some of your small mistakes. Show that you are human and model what it looks like to be a good problem solver. Step two, give your kids plenty of opportunities to make those affordable mistakes. Don't sweat the small stuff. A mistake that doesn't cost an arm and a leg is easily used as a learning tool. Step three, if a mistake is made, be empathetic, but also hold your child accountable. We all deserve a little grace. That doesn't mean to excuse the mistake. Turn it into a lesson on ownership and understanding. And step four, give your children the same task again as a consequence. For example, use household tasks as a consequence. However, use them in a way so that the child can make a reasonable connection between doing the task and the rule violation.
How do you hold them accountable then?
Allowing kids to misbehave without logical consequences creates irresponsible children who make bigger and bigger mistakes as they grow older. The most loved and respected parents typically provide a strong message of caring or empathy before they deliver the consequences. Unfortunately, most parents, in the heat of the moment, close their children's minds by resorting to anger, threats, and lectures. This switches the child's mind into the fight or flight mode of operation, and they aren't hearing what the yelling is saying. Kids learn by copying and modeling after their parents. They learn more from what they are shown than what they are told.
So how do you show empathy?
Empathy is the secret to causing your kiddo to like you better after you have had to discipline them. It is putting yourself in their shoes. A heavy dose of empathy before holding children accountable will go a long way to helping them learn from their misdeeds.
So what are the benefits then of delivering consequences with empathy?
The child is then not distracted by the adult's anger. When someone is getting yelled at, the message usually doesn't get fully received because yelling can activate, like I said, that fight or flight freeze reaction, and most often children are not hearing what is being said. The child must own his or her pain rather than blaming it on the adult. The adult-child relationship is still maintained. The child is much less likely to seek revenge. The adult is seen as being able to handle problems without breaking a sweat, and the child learns through modeling to use empathy with others.
What's the best way to show empathy when reprimanding or giving consequences then?
Keep your empathy short, sweet, simple, and repetitive. Most adults find it difficult to deliver empathy when a child has misbehaved. The natural tendency is to show anger, threaten, and lecture. Instead, find a response and use it repeatedly. For example, a few simple responses could be, "This is so sad." "It is a bummer." "Oh, this is difficult." When delivering empathetic responses, the delivery is as important as your actual words, and avoid sarcasm at all costs. Start out by reframing your need to say, "Don't do that," because kids who hear, "Don't do that," tend to consider it a challenge. Avoid the natural tendency to order your child to do the right thing. Kids tend to listen best when the parents' words are soft and even-toned.
What about when kids expect or want what they want and demand it now?
Parents can raise responsible kids who grow up to be responsible and independent adults. That is, only if they don't give them everything they want. Today, parents can give their children more of what they ask for. But what's the result? More entitled youngsters who never learn the value of hard work and the struggle to succeed. Youngsters who remain financially and emotionally dependent upon their parents well into adulthood. So show your child you understand his or her desires. This understanding is essential for maintaining a loving parent-child relationship.
Oh, wow, a lot of information there, Lisa.
Yes.
Good stuff too, isn't it?
I worked hard on this, Paul. Could you even tell that I changed my voice? You know, to add a little more emphasis?
There you go. You did a great job.
Thanks.
Great, just some great information there about parenting, even if, when you have adult parents too, or adult kids.
Yes. Yep.
Treat them like that too. So.
Absolutely.
All right. So if people have questions, Lisa, or how can they get a hold of you?
I am located at Johnson Memorial Health Services Clinic in Dawson. And to schedule an appointment or speak with me, you can call 320-769-4393. I am also located at the Madison Healthcare Services Clinic, and you can make an appointment there by calling 320-598-7551.
All right, real good, Lisa. Always a pleasure visiting with you, and thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
That's Lisa Kukemeister, a mental health therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services and Madison Healthcare Services. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.